dollars to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, CovaxForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I tell you, I was moved. I didn't see this until this morning. It's an open letter in the RJ to Raider Nation from Alec Ingold. He is a captain. He is a fullback, and he's on the IR the rest of the season, so he's done for the year. But he writes, moving across the country to the desert hasn't been easy for any of us. Some of the guys moved out to Henderson, some in Summerlin. But we've all felt welcome. Sure, our jerseys aren't up in the stores like the Golden Knights, and we sure don't have as many license plates driving around town either. But I think we're just getting to know each other, you know? It's only been 1 year since y'all have been in the stadium and seen us for real. And I get that there's some getting used to. Let me formally introduce us. We have some catching up to do. If you get a chance, check it out. It's on the RJ website, and it's really fascinating stuff from a player and a player's perspective. Stick around. More to do. Coming up, Dr. Robin Titus, family physician, Assemblywoman District 38, and a state Senate candidate in District 17. Stay with us. We got a lot to do. We're going to sprint to the finish line today right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Senior U.S. and Russian officials formally launching special talks on strategic stability as part of a flurry of diplomatic activity in Europe this week aimed at diffusing tensions over a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. In a teleconference, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says Moscow's insistence that Ukraine not be allowed to join NATO, that's a non-starter.
We will not forego bilateral cooperation with sovereign states that wish to work with the United States. And we will not make decisions about Ukraine without Ukraine, about Europe without Europe, or about NATO without NATO.
At a news conference, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov was asked if there has been any agreement on the issue of Ukraine being allowed to join NATO. He flatly answered no. Also at townhall.com, President Biden's approval ratings hit an all-time low.
A new poll shows President Biden's approval rating has dipped to 32%. This poll shows the lowest numbers are among 18 to 34-year-olds at 28%. He's also nearly 40 points underwater with independent voters. Pollsters at YouGov asked about 1,500 American adults about the state of the economy, the COVID-19 pandemic, inflation, and more. When asked whether the country is headed in the right direction, only 23% of respondents said yes, while 62% think we're on the wrong track. The latest Rasmussen Report poll show figures including 20% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing and 49% who strongly disapprove. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This year's tax filing season begins on January the 24th. That's 70 days earlier than last year. The IRS warning that a resurgence of COVID-19 infections on top of less funding from Congress could make this filing season particularly challenging. Looks like a mix closed on Wall Street. The Dow is down 163 points, but the Nasdaq up 7. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The Southern Nevada Health District has announced the opening of two more COVID-19 test sites. The appointment-only locations at Texas Station and Fiesta Henderson are going to be open for 3 weeks. Appointments can be made at ineedacovid19test.com. Las Vegas's biggest convention of the year saw fewer than 25% of its usual crowd this year. CES normally attracts about 170,000 people for 4 days every January, but show officials say concerns about the surge in COVID-19 reduced the attendance to only about 40,000 people this year. And, of course, it was a familiar sight at Sam Boyd Stadium. Lines of cars causing traffic delays as people are waiting for their COVID-19 test at Nevada's largest test site. Well, local health officials moved the site from UNLV to hopefully allow easier access and shorter wait times. The Boyd Stadium testing location will now be open Sundays through Thursdays. That's 5:30 p.m. to 10:30.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Not too bad on the area freeways right now. No main restrictions on the freeways right now. Interstate 15, US 95, or the 215. However, we do have a construction zone downtown on the 515 between Main Street and Eastern. Only 2 lanes are available through there.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes
He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. The day after the Raiders prevail in OT over the Chargers, and the Raiders are in the playoffs. One of the things that we've been following over the course of the last few weeks, and that is COVID numbers keep climbing. And it's getting a little scary, and I'll give you a personal story from my life. I have a friend whose mom just tested positive yesterday. She's going in for a test today, and more people I know of either have it or are being tested for it, and it's a little bit scary. Joining us now, Dr. Robin Titus, family physician, Assemblywoman District 38, and a candidate for the State Senate in District 17. Dr. Titus, thanks so much for joining us. First of all, how were your holidays?
Well, Kevin, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I agree, people are worried and scared, and we actually, our holidays were a little bit sad. I think I mentioned the last time I was on your program that my husband's brother had COVID and had been in the hospital since November 16th. He passed away on December 28th. He's only 56 years old.
Oh, man.
No other health issues, and ended up getting COVID, and unfortunately did not go and seek any treatment, and he ended up passing away on the 28th. So, again, the holidays were somewhat tempered by that. But, you know, we move on. We have grandkids, we have family, and we have to do what we can.
Let me ask you, what is your message to people that today test positive to COVID? And is it a guarantee they're going to get Omicron and not Delta?
Well, it's interesting. I just spoke to a group on Saturday on that very issue, and we think there's probably over a million people have already had Omicron, and I want what I told them, and the same thing I believe I said last time on this radio, is that we have to stop thinking of this as a pandemic. We have to think of this as it is now endemic. In other words, it is here. The good news, we will probably all get Omicron. The even better news is probably nobody will die from it. We are looking at the curves now, and it's real. Death is real from COVID, as we experienced in my own personal family. However, this new variant does not seem to be as deadly. Those curves and those figures are staying the same. Yes, everybody's getting sick. And why is everybody getting sick? Because we know that the vaccines haven't prevented disease. They've probably modified, perhaps, the response to it. I support the vaccines. However, we know that this particular variant, thank goodness, is not as deadly as the Delta variant.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people are questioning the science that goes into the CDC and the NIH and folks like that, World Health Organization. And I'm just wondering, as a physician, as somebody who is out there on the firing line every day, do you trust the science that's going into some of the decisions that get made by the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA and others?
Well, I trust the science. What I don't do is trust the decisions based on the science. And so you and I both know that you could probably find a study to support your particular belief for whatever it is that you believe in. And if you researched it and say, oh, this study showed that, and this study showed this. And what I find is interesting is that they're taking perhaps little components of a study and then pushing that out as the truth and not looking at, well, what did that study really mean? And so you can interpret things many different ways. And I think that I think our federal government, CDC and NIH continue to push what they want. They want everybody to get these vaccines. They're not really sending out this new information about these new antivirals we have. We just had an interim finance committee meeting on the 21st of December where we committed about $19 million to outpatient treatment for the monoclonal antibody so folks can get treated prior to them getting sick. We know there's two new antivirals. There's a lot about those. We're hearing the push because they're afraid people won't get their vaccines. And I think we need to be better communicators.
Does it bother you when you see the president literally begging and groveling, leaning up on the lectern and saying, do it, please. Do it now. And he gets into that really that real creepy voice. Does that bother you at all as a physician, listening to a politician?
I'll tell you what really bothers me about the president and the federal government right now is that they have bought up all of the they bought like 3 million doses of the one antiviral and 10 million doses of the new antiviral at a total of $5 billion. Why is our government buying up the new antivirals that the FDA just approved? I'm very anxious about that because then that means they control what the doctors and providers decide to prescribe. And I think that's a message I really need to get out to your listeners, is the government controlling these healthcare decisions, and that makes me very anxious.
Can you prescribe that medicines? Can you do that right now? Can you write a script for it?
They're not available yet. They've bought up all these doses, so I could not write a prescription like I could say for Tamiflu or something else for my patients because the government has bought these limited doses, and it makes me very anxious that the government's involved in these decision process and that's not been characteristic of in the past. If I wanted to use a medication that was perhaps not recommended based on the formulary or FDA approved, but I saw and felt that it worked, I could still prescribe it. And so those are the things that I find very, very concerning.
I want to ask you about kids. We've approved 12 to 15-year-old kids to get the vaccine?
Well, the 12 to 15-year-old has been out there for a while. It's the younger dose of the kids that have been out there. Well, the 12 to 15 has been there for a while, but they're even recommending it for younger children now. And I have, I think if you're a family that feels like you need to have your kids all vaccinated, I think you should discuss that with your providers. Depending on, as I've always said, it always depends on other health risks, your family members, etc. I was very anxious about it initially because the study had only been done on 3,000 kids before they okayed it. Now they've opened it up and many kids have been vaccinated. There's some side effects, as there are with any vaccines, but I think the underlying risk, it has certainly at this point we don't see much except for the young teenage men that get the vaccine. They tend to have, they have been seeing some cardiac inflammation, and so that a parent has to discuss that with their providers.
What do you hear? Because I know you give great speeches. I've been told that many, many times. But I've got to ask you, you also do a lot of listening. When you are going around talking with people in State Senate District 17, tell me what they're afraid of. Tell me what they're telling you.
You know, this is the first time in my career that people are afraid of the government. They're afraid of the messaging. They don't trust the CDC. They don't trust what they're hearing. And they turn to the folks that do trust, somebody like me, to give them some answers. I literally got an email yesterday from a constituent that was at the meeting that I spoke at on Saturday and said, thank you for, reassuring us. Because I said, everybody's going to get Omicron. We're just not going to die from it. And by the way, we have new symptoms of Omicron. So don't think it's not COVID if you happen to have GI symptoms. Because this new virus, this new variant seems to cause a little bit more GI than the Delta said did. So things change, things morph. But again, they need reassurance. People are afraid.
let me just ask you, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the vaccine mandates. I can guess where you are on vaccine mandates, but just for the record, you like them, you don't like them, and do you think the Supreme Court will end up ruling with right-minded people?
Well, I would tell you, I don't like mandates for anything, but especially for a health care choice. And a vaccine mandate of this magnitude, I absolutely cannot support that. Hopefully, I've seen a few courts. I've seen some of the district courts throw it out for, say, the military and some of those issues, some of the state employees that we have that are leaving because of these mandates. Hopefully, the court will recognize that mandating these healthcare choices runs contra to everything we believe of self-determination.
Again, joining us, Dr. Robin Titus, family physician, Assemblywoman, District 35. Did you see any of the oral arguments? I'm just curious because I saw a bunch of them, and it looked like the liberals on the court, they are firmly against abolishing the mandates or sending them back to the states. Did you see much of the oral arguments at all?
No, Kevin, I did not.
I don't blame you. You've got better things to do. But no. The problem I have with what I saw is that, like so many times in the Supreme Court, you know, people try and divine what's going to happen by the questions that get asked. I have no clue. I have no clue how these people are going to vote. Other than it appeared that the Breyer and the Sotomayors and the Kagans were firmly into voting no on this thing. So yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, I would hope so because I think the arguments are there, and I look at things from my state level, and that's what I'm fighting hard for: the state of Nevada, and I think that it just totally contra to anything we would believe in, as again, for self-determination about making a mandate such as this, especially over a disease that is not, as we know, that we have had 3 years experience with this now. Even before then, we knew about the coronavirus, and so we've had longer experience. Disease cannot and will and cannot do. And I would tell you the biggest things with the hospital. There's a staffing. Staffing's been this huge issue. So let's hope everybody on our Supreme Court that truly understands issues will stand up for the American people and right to self-determination.
Dr. Titus, thank you so much. It's always good to visit with you. We will talk again soon, and good luck in your campaign out there in the Senate District 17.
Thank you, sir. You stay safe and stay well.
Will do. Dr. Robin Titus, I should have asked her for a script. I've got some head congestion. Yeah, it's just awful. Anyway, stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition. You notice how it just feels better when you went to work this morning? Didn't it feel better? Sure, it was a Monday, but it was a Monday after a playoff. What amounts to a playoff win for the Raiders? It just felt good. And people I saw like at McDonald's and different places, they were so upbeat. It was really fun. One of the things that happened over the weekend, given enough perspective. Now that we're past January 6th, and people are able to look at what there is out there and what remains to be done in finding out what happened on January 6th. I think we know most of what happened. We got body cam video. We got all kinds of stuff. But I want you to hear Kevin McCarthy. He's the House Minority Leader and was on with Maria Bartiromo. And saying that Nancy Pelosi needs to be investigated on her performance on January 6th. Listen to this.
Congressman, I want to get your take on what this whole hype was this week around the January 6th year. Ranking Member Rodney Davis sent a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi unveiling new evidence, he says, that Pelosi obstructed access to records relating to the security preparedness of the Capitol on January 6th. We have that letter that Rodney Davis sent. I want to get your take on what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats did. Did they get out of the way and not stop the rioting intentionally?
Well, Rodney Davis's letter is correct. He is the ranking member on House Administration that oversees the Capitol. And when you watch what Nancy Pelosi has done, she's politicized this process with not getting to the two main questions. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared that day? And how do we make sure that never happens again? Well, what Rodney is asking for here is the communications between the sergeant of arms